How to be more assertive without being aggressive. Have you ever walked away from a conversation feeling like you didn't express your needs? Or perhaps you've made your point but left others feeling steamrolled. Finding that sweet spot between speaking up for yourself and respecting others is the art of assertive communication. It's a critical skill that can transform your professional relationships, personal life, and overall well-being. Being assertive means expressing your thoughts, feelings, and needs clearly and respectfully without violating the rights of others. It's standing in your power without diminishing others. Yet many of us struggle with this balance, either retreating into passivity or overcompensating with aggression. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to develop genuine assertiveness that empowers rather than alienates. You'll discover practical strategies to communicate confidently while maintaining positive relationships and respecting the boundaries of others. Understanding the assertiveness spectrum. Before diving into techniques, it's essential to understand what assertiveness really means. Assertiveness exists on a spectrum with passive behavior on one end and aggressive behavior on the other. Most of us fluctuate somewhere along this continuum depending on the situation, our emotional state, and who we're interacting with. Passive communication involves putting others' needs before your own, often at your expense. Signs include avoiding conflict at all costs, apologizing unnecessarily, speaking softly or uncertainly, and having difficulty expressing your opinions or needs. While passivity might seem polite, it can lead to burnout, resentment, and a sense that your needs don't matter. Aggressive communication prioritizes your needs at the expense of others. It manifests as interrupting, intimidating, criticizing, using hostile body language, and disregarding others' feelings or opinions. Though aggression might get immediate results, it damages relationships and creates environments of fear rather than respect. Assertive communication strikes the balance, expressing your needs clearly while respecting others. It involves speaking with confidence but without dominance, listening actively, maintaining appropriate eye contact, and finding mutually beneficial solutions. Assertiveness builds trust, promotes honesty, and creates healthier relationships in all areas of life. The psychology behind assertive communication. Many of us struggle with assertiveness due to deep-seated psychological factors. Understanding these can help us overcome barriers to expressing ourselves effectively. For those who identify as nice people, assertiveness can feel particularly challenging because it seems at odds with being kind or accommodating. Often, fear drives our communication choices. Fear of rejection, conflict, disappointing others, or being disliked can push us toward passivity. Conversely, fear of vulnerability, losing control, or not being respected can trigger aggressive responses. Recognizing these fears is the first step toward moving past them. Our early experiences significantly shape our communication style. If you grew up in an environment where your needs were overlooked or where aggressive behavior was modeled, you might struggle to find that middle ground. Cultural factors also play a role. Some cultures value harmony and conflict avoidance, while others prize direct communication. Gender expectations further complicate assertiveness. Women are often socialized to be accommodating and prioritize relationships, sometimes at the cost of self-advocacy. Men may feel pressure to appear strong and dominant, which can tip into aggression. Breaking free from these constraints requires conscious effort and practice. Core elements of assertive communication. Assertive communication consists of several key components that work together to create clear, respectful interactions. Mastering these elements can help you express yourself effectively in any situation. Body language and vocal tone. Your nonverbal cues often speak louder than words. Leaders who command attention understand that body language is crucial to how their message is received. Assertive body language includes standing or sitting with an upright, open posture, maintaining appropriate eye contact, not staring or avoiding, using deliberate, calm gestures, keeping facial expressions congruent with your message, speaking with a steady, clear voice at a moderate volume and pace. These physical cues signal confidence and openness, making others more receptive to your message. Word choice and phrasing. The language you use can make the difference between assertiveness and aggression. Assertive communication uses. I statements rather than accusatory you statements. Specific rather than vague requests or feedback. Facts rather than judgments. Expressions of your feelings and needs without blaming others. Direct language without unnecessary qualifiers or apologies. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me in meetings," try, "I feel frustrated when I'm interrupted because I lose my train of thought. I'd appreciate being able to finish my point before discussion begins." Setting and maintaining boundaries. Boundaries are essential to assertive communication. Learning to identify and communicate your boundaries is crucial for healthy relationships. This means knowing what you are willing and unwilling to tolerate, clearly expressing those boundaries to others, enforcing consequences when boundaries are crossed, respecting the boundaries others set for themselves. Remember that boundaries aren't about controlling others, they're about taking responsibility for your own well-being and communicating your needs. The role of empathy. What separates assertiveness from aggression is empathy, the ability to understand and consider others' perspectives. Building loyalty through communication requires this balance of firmness and understanding. Empathetic assertiveness involves actively listening to others' viewpoints, acknowledging others' feelings and needs, finding solutions that address everyone's concerns when possible, choosing appropriate timing for difficult conversations, adapting your approach to different personalities and situations. With empathy, assertiveness becomes not just about getting your way, but about fostering genuine understanding and respect. Practical techniques for building assertiveness. Becoming more assertive requires practice and specific techniques you can apply in various situations. These strategies can help you communicate effectively even in challenging circumstances. The I statement framework. One of the most powerful tools for assertive communication is the I statement. This formula helps express your concerns without blaming or attacking others. I feel. Express your emotion. When. Describe the specific behavior or situation. Because. Explain the impact. I would prefer / need. State your request or desired outcome. For example, I feel overlooked when my ideas aren't acknowledged in team meetings because it seems like my contributions aren't valued. I would appreciate having the opportunity to share my thoughts without interruption. Saying no effectively. Many people struggle with declining requests, but saying no when necessary is an essential assertiveness skill. Being assertive without becoming a pushover means learning to say no without excessive guilt or explanation. Effective refusal includes being direct and clear, "No, I won't be able to take on that project." Avoiding over-explaining or apologizing repeatedly. Offering alternatives when appropriate, "I can't do X, but I could help with Y." Using a reflection refusal approach, "I understand you need help with this report, but I need to decline as I'm at capacity right now." Remember that saying no to some things allows you to say yes to what truly matters. Handling criticism. Receiving criticism assertively means neither becoming defensive nor passively accepting all feedback. An assertive response to criticism involves listening fully before responding. Acknowledging valid points, "You're right that my report was late." Seeking clarification if needed, "Could you help me understand what specific aspects need improvement?" Responding to inaccuracies calmly, "I appreciate your feedback, though I want to clarify that I did meet the original deadline before it was changed." Taking responsibility without self-deprecation. This balanced approach shows you are open to growth while maintaining your self-respect. Disagreeing respectfully. Great leaders know how to disagree in ways that open minds rather than closing them. Assertive disagreement includes acknowledging the other person's perspective first. Using phrases like "I see it differently" instead of "you're wrong." Focusing on the issue, not the person. Providing your reasoning without being condescending. Remaining open to changing your mind if presented with compelling information. The goal isn't to win but to reach understanding and find the best solution. Requesting what you need. Making clear, direct requests is a cornerstone of assertiveness. Effective requests are specific and concrete. "Could you have the report to me by Thursday at 3 p.m. rather than "I need that report soon." Framed positively, "Please send me the data" instead of "Don't forget the data again." Reasonable and considerate of others' capacities. Delivered without preemptive apologies or excessive justification. Being direct about your needs increases the likelihood they'll be met and reduces frustration on all sides. Navigating challenging situations assertively. Some contexts naturally challenge our assertiveness skills more than others. Remaining assertive without crossing into aggression is particularly important in these high-stakes situations. Workplace scenarios. Professional settings often present unique assertiveness challenges, from negotiating salary to addressing problematic team dynamics. Communicating like a leader rather than a boss requires thoughtful assertiveness. Consider these approaches. In meetings, prepare key points in advance. Use phrases like "I'd like to add something here," and redirect if interrupted, "I'd like to finish my thought before moving on." With supervisors, frame requests in terms of mutual benefit, come with solutions not just problems, and choose appropriate timing for difficult conversations. During negotiations, do your research, know your bottom line, focus on interests rather than positions, and be willing to walk away if necessary. Addressing problematic behavior, speak privately, focus on the behavior not the person, and be specific about the impact and desired change. Professional assertiveness builds your reputation as someone who can be both respected and worked with effectively. Personal relationships. Assertiveness with family, friends, and romantic partners can feel especially challenging because these relationships carry emotional weight. Yet clear communication is essential for healthy relationships. With family, recognize old patterns that may trigger passivity or aggression, set clear boundaries about topics like politics or personal choices, and use I statements to express feelings. With friends, address small issues before resentment builds, be direct about your needs, I'd prefer if we could meet earlier, and express appreciation alongside requests. In romantic relationships, schedule important conversations when both parties are calm, express needs without ultimatums, and balance asserting your needs with compromise. In all personal relationships, remember that assertiveness ultimately strengthens connections through honesty and respect. Conflict resolution. Conflict tests our communication skills like nothing else. Assertive conflict resolution includes addressing issues promptly rather than letting them fester. Staying focused on the current issue rather than bringing up past grievances. Using collaborative language, how can we solve this together? Looking for points of agreement before addressing differences. Suggesting specific, actionable solutions. Being willing to compromise while maintaining core boundaries. Handled assertively, conflict becomes an opportunity for growth and improved understanding rather than a source of ongoing tension. Common pitfalls and how to avoid them. Even with the best intentions, several common challenges can derail our assertiveness efforts. Being aware of these pitfalls helps you navigate around them. Slipping into aggression. Under stress, assertiveness can tip into aggression. Watch for warning signs like rising voice volume or speaking through clenched teeth. Using absolutes, you always or you never. Interrupting or talking over others. Dismissing others' perspectives or feelings. Feeling a surge of anger that seems disproportionate. If you notice these signs, pause the conversation if possible. Take a deep breath, reframe your thoughts, and return to I statements that express your needs without attacking. Falling back into passivity. For many, the default under pressure is to retreat into passivity. Signs include qualifying statements with just, maybe, or I might be wrong, but apologizing unnecessarily. Agreeing externally while internally disagreeing. Physical signals like hunched posture or averted eyes. Feeling resentful after interactions. Combat these tendencies by preparing for important conversations, practicing your statements beforehand, and reminding yourself that your needs matter. Managing emotional triggers. Certain situations or people may trigger emotional responses that override your assertiveness skills. Developing advanced communication strategies includes identifying and managing these triggers. Identify specific triggers and the emotions they evoke. Develop awareness of physical cues that you are being triggered. Create a mental pause button to use when triggered. Prepare specific phrases to buy time, I need to think about this before responding. Consider therapy or coaching for persistent trigger patterns. With practice, you can respond thoughtfully even in triggering situations rather than reacting automatically. The benefits of becoming more assertive. While developing assertiveness requires effort, the rewards are substantial across all areas of life. Professional advantages. Assertiveness in the workplace leads to greater recognition for your contributions and ideas. More effective leadership and team collaboration. Better negotiation outcomes for salary and resources. Reduced workplace stress and conflict. Increased likelihood of promotion and advancement. When you communicate assertively, you're viewed as confident and competent, someone who can be trusted with increasing responsibility. Relationship improvements. In personal relationships, assertiveness creates greater intimacy through honest communication. Reduced resentment as needs are expressed clearly. More equitable distribution of responsibilities. Healthier conflict resolution patterns. Deeper trust as authenticity replaces people-pleasing. Assertive communication builds relationships based on mutual respect rather than imbalanced power dynamics. Mental health benefits. Perhaps most importantly, assertiveness significantly impacts your psychological well-being. Increased self-confidence and self-respect. Reduced anxiety about social interactions. Lower stress levels as needs are met more consistently. greater sense of agency and control in your life. Improved ability to set and maintain healthy boundaries. As you honor your own needs while respecting others, you develop a stronger sense of self and greater overall well-being. Conclusion. Becoming more assertive without crossing into aggression is a journey rather than a destination. It requires self-awareness, practice, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. Start with small situations where the stakes are lower, then gradually apply your skills to more challenging contexts. Remember that assertiveness is situational. There are times when greater accommodation or more forceful advocacy may be appropriate. The key is making conscious choices about your communication style rather than defaulting to habitual patterns. Above all, be patient with yourself. Changing communication patterns takes time, especially if you've spent years being passive or aggressive. Celebrate small victories, learn from missteps, and keep practicing. With consistent effort, assertive communication can become your natural approach, empowering you while respecting others. By finding that balance, you'll not only express your authentic self more fully but also build stronger, healthier relationships in every area of your life. The journey toward assertiveness is ultimately a journey toward both self-respect and deeper connection with others.